Hi, I'm Eric.
And I am Brittany.
And we are...
For Colored Nerds.
The conversations that black people have.
When white people are not in the room.
But we record them.
And we used to put them on the internet.
Yes.
Until today.
Until today. But we have good news in spite of that.
Yes, we do. We do. This is not so much an ending as a new beginning.
Yes.
A new beginning.
When a door closes, a window opens?
Yes. It's like a caterpillar goes into a chrysalis and it becomes a butterfly.
Yeah.
We're going to share that butterfly with you today. Actually, we're going to share one wing with you today.
you wrung everything you could out of that analogy.
That's
huh?
what you're for.
Yes. Today, you're going to get your first taste of The Nod.
Yes.
Our new show.
Yes.
With Gimlet Media.
Mm-hmm.
Is fire.
Fire.
5 stars worthy?
We're biased, but I still think that it's 5 stars worthy.
So, yes, we're not going to say too much more about it. It's really dope. You should listen to it.
Yes.
And after you listen to it, actually, you could do it right now. You should go subscribe right now.
Subscribe right now, because we're only going to give you half an episode.
Yeah.
So.
Don't
tease yourself. If you want to hear the rest of the episode, then you need to subscribe. Really what it is that if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Mm.
So please subscribe.
On Monday,
yep.
July 17th, you will be able to hear 2 brand spanking new, the first ever actually,
mm-hmm.
episodes of The Nod.
Yes.
And then you can like just go and tell all your friends.
All your friends.
Family.
You can tell Apple Podcasts when you finally go and make this review and this rating of, you know, The Nod, our new show. Just let the world know how you feel.
Yeah. And just sit and think about how wonderful you're going to feel after you do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
Tell us about it.
You can tweet us at The Nod Show.
At The Nod Show. Our new home.
So, without further ado, this is The Nod.
The Nod. Eric, I want to play you a clip.
Okay.
Do you remember the movie Save the Last Dance?
Yes, yes. The movie where Julia Stiles, like, moves to the hood, falls in love with a black man, gets braids, and learns how black people dance.
Right. So, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, so I want to show you this one scene in particular. It really fucked my life up as a teenager. So Julia Stiles and Kerry Washington, they're sitting in this free clinic on the south side of Chicago. And pretty much everybody in the clinic is a teen mom, you know, except for Julia Stiles, because she is the only white person there. And Kerry and Julia are talking about Julia's boyfriend, Derek, who is black. So let me just play it.
Derek's about something. He's smart. He's motivated. He's for real. He's not just going to make some babies and not take care of them or run the streets messing up his life. He's going to make something of himself. And here you come, white, so you got to be right. And you take one of the few decent men we have left after jail, drugs, and drive-by. That is what Nikki meant about you up in our world.
There's only one world, Chanel.
That is what they teach you. We know different.
I don't understand. I thought we were friends.
You want to be a friend? Don't just be here to be here. Open up your pretty brown eyes and look the hell around.
I think the chorus of crying black babies just really sails it at the end.
When Kerry Washington's character tells Julia Stiles to open her eyes, like, this girl really opens up her eyes and starts looking around the room, just like staring at all these poor fatherless black children.
Okay, so why are we watching this though?
Okay, bear with me because we are about to get deep. So it seems like Kerry Washington's speech in this scene is about race. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's like this white girl and she's trying to take one of our men. But I think that it's really about her actions. Like, she's a teen mom. She's got no baby daddy. She's obviously never going to get a man. And pretty much like all of this is happening to her because she had sex, and probably only just the one time, like just enough to get pregnant, you know, because that's what happened to any black teenager fortunate enough to have sex in any of those movies that came out when we were younger, like Boys in the Hood, Coach Carter, Lean on Me. I don't make the rules on this. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it just is what it is.
Yeah, that type of stuff is everywhere. Like, it was just kind of how people talked about black folks and sex.
True. Absolutely true. And, you know, it gave me all these really bad, terrible ideas. Like, somehow having sex was just going to, like, irrevocably fuck my whole life up. But fortunately, there are people out there as we speak, as we sit in this very studio, who are trying to counteract all of the weird, bad stuff that we were taught about sex in a very fresh way.
From Gimlet Media, this is The Nod.
And you are here with Blackness's biggest fans. I am Brittany Luce.
And I'm Eric Eddings. And today, we're talking about sex. And more specifically, we're talking about some of the people that have changed the way Black folks think about sex. So, Brittany.
Yes?
Someone in one of my group texts sent me a video.
Is this one of the group texts that I'm not in? Maybe possibly your men's only group text?
Possibly. Mm-hmm. It's none of your business because you aren't in it.
Okay.
But normally in said conversation, it's just like stuff about like sports and like barbecuing because I'm washed. But a while back, somebody sent me this video. It's by a woman named Glamazon Taomi. She's got like 180,000 followers on YouTube. So folks are into it.
Okay.
And what they're into are videos like this right here. I've been drinking.
And this is a sex position tutorial unlike any other. We have the fabulous Beyonce to thank for this one. This sex position tutorial has been created for you seamen and sea women to get your feet wet and your bodies too. In learning how to properly perform this damn position, Beyonce keeps screaming about in her new single, Drunken Love.
So in this video, you got Taomi in, you know, this, like, in her bathing suit, and there's this, like, very ripped male model.
I see washboard abs.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what that means.
Besides those basics, you will need to fill the tub up halfway. She
says halfway. They're actually literally in this beautiful bathtub in this, like, what is like a Grecian designed bathroom.
It is a really nice bathroom.
Yeah.
You can add some candles around the tub to create a sexy mood.
They're actually like walking you through step by step how to like have sex in a bathtub.
But like the vibe is not at all like, it's like not at all like raunchy or like overly sexual. It's just like, it's actually pretty chill.
I mean, and that, to me, that's kind of what's cool about it. Like, it's just like a very relaxed, fun, like she's cracking jokes. She almost slips in the tub.
And apparently I'm clumsy as hell.
You know, like it's a very like chill, relaxed environment when if you're thinking about like maybe how to do a sex position, you're probably a little wound up.
Because you can ride a surfboard a few different ways. You can ride a surfboard by lying down and paddling.
I mean, this is truly original work. I mean, I have nothing to compare this to.
It is. And like, since we're talking about surfboards, let me just say, Taomi is making waves.
Okay.
So I had to find out more about her. So I called her up.
My name is Taomi Morgan. People know me as Glamazon Taomi. And I am a sex educator and a sexuality coach / broadcaster / model / journalist / social media maven. Just pretty much a renaissance woman running a sexually based internet empire, one website and blog post at a time.
So she's busy.
She is. But she's not kidding, though. Taomi is all over social media. On Snapchat, she has this thing called Titty Tuesdays, where she sends snaps of different breasts every Tuesday to, like, celebrate all types of breasts. And on Twitter, she gets people to brainstorm ideas for sex positions.
Oh.
And, of course, there are videos like the one I just played you, where she's describing how to surfboard. And the thing is, she's responding to a real demand.
When Beyonce came out with her album, Beyonce, and she had Drunken Love, I just kept seeing people saying, surfboard, how do you do that? What is she talking about? Bathtub? I was like, come on, people. It's not that deep. I know how to do this. It's just cowgirl in a bathtub. So I made a video, and it went viral.
Well, I mean, it is easy to see why. Like, she broke everything down in, like, a really, accessible, clear way. Like, I mean, you know, I'm not confident that my partner and I could both fit in a bathtub together, but watching the video did make it seem a lot less intimidating.
Yeah. I mean, she was even wearing a shower cap.
Because black women, we don't like getting our hair wet.
Yeah.
And that was like one of the critiques. People were like, why is she wearing a shower cap? I'm like, why wouldn't you wear a shower cap? I mean, a bonnet, a shower cap, rollers, none of that ever stopped me from getting it in. So when people be like, I can't have sex with a woman that got a bonnet on, what's wrong with you, bro?
Like, her approach to sex is, I mean, it's definitely bold. And she's being herself, but like there's like practical information in there, but it's still really fun.
Exactly. And like she's been doing this work for kind of a long time, like since middle school.
When I was 13, 14, my favorite boy band was B2K. That changed the game. And so I used to write these stories that involved my friends, it's like four of us, and it was four of them. So I'm like, oh, I can pair us all up with our favorite member. And so I used to create these little books that had these erotic stories about us in it. And I used to pass them around to my friends. I'm like, here's book one. I'm working on book two next. And I remember one of my friends saying, man, every time you write about me, my sex scenes are weak. I'm like, well, no shade, but you and your favorite member are a little boring, so, you know.
So she didn't tell me this, but the weak one had to be Raz B, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So Tyomi liked dreaming up sex scenes, but she didn't have sex until college, and she didn't have good sex until she met this guy.
The lover that changed the game, like, when we would talk about sex, he would put it in ways that was so poetic and beautiful. And I'm like, oh, well, why am I not having this experience? You know, and I remember him saying, well, why don't you like going down? Like, why don't you like giving head? And I'm like, you know, I just really don't enjoy it. And he's like, well, why wouldn't you enjoy kissing the essence of the person that you love? And I said, well, when you put it that way, maybe it's just that I don't know what I'm doing.
You know, it is kind of amazing, though, that like even somebody as like, you know, like as knowledgeable and obviously creative as Tyomi was, all that stuff kind of goes out the window. You know what I mean? When you get face to face.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I get it. You get
right.
You
it's stop. A different. Yeah. It's different.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, I think this is why Tyomi is so dedicated to teaching other people, and I think an important part of that is that Tyomi puts herself at the center of her work.
I noticed that me putting myself out there and putting myself in the videos really did a lot of good because I have a black woman's body. And so then these women, they see me and they're like, dang, she can get her legs back that far? Her thighs are just as big as mine. I know I can do this. So how do you do that? We need positive representations of ourselves because we're often objectified as black women and fetishized as black women and treated as like objects and playthings versus like women that actually have feelings and emotions and, you know, want to receive pleasure too.
God, I kind of got chills from listening to that just because like I can relate to it so much. Like, you know, the whole thing where like black women are either seen as like hypersexual or sexually invisible. The fact that Tyomi has created this space where she's just like having a good time and just like enjoying sex and like experimenting with it and teaching other people about it, like that is just so cool to me.
It is. It is. I agree. Just like doing this type of work, being so bold and free with yourself, like that itself is pretty unusual. And I was wondering, like, where do you get the idea to do something like this? Who inspired you? And she mentioned a black woman.
Oprah.
Well, yeah, actually, yes, she did mention Oprah. But also another woman, an author who wrote really authentically about black sexuality. You might have a good guess for this one, too.
I know you're talking about Zane.
Yes.
Zane. The idea that this black woman was writing these books and they were so erotic and sexy, that always inspired me. And to know that, I was like, man, she's a freak, you know. And in my mind, like, even though I wasn't having sex in high school, one thing I knew in my mind, I'm like, I'm freaky.
Oh, Zane. Okay, okay. So for those of you who don't know, Zane is like this Black erotica author, and all her books feature like these really like professional, together, ambitious Black women in these really wild sexual situations.
It was just nice to see someone that I know I could relate to. You know, she spoke a language that I could understand. Even though I was young, I could see myself in these character shoes because the women were always so successful and like about their shit and on their business. And it was just nice to see that this was a possibility for me now.
Eric?
Yes.
The people need to know about Zane. Because she didn't just inspire Taomi. I mean, like, Zane inspired a whole generation of people.
I agree. After the break, we meet the woman behind these words. You pull away from me and then kneel down. Push the bottom of my dress up over my hips to my waist and then rip my hunter green satin thong bikinis off. You grab my ass cheeks firmly.
Mm-mm. Oh, cut.
No more?
No more. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
I know you can't wait to hear more of that episode.
You're at least curious. You're at least curious.
So on Monday, July 17th, yes, you'll be able to hear the whole thing.
The whole thing.
And to prepare for that, you need to make sure that you go and subscribe to The Knot.
Subscribe to The Knot. The Knot will be available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, literally anything that you use, Overcast, FM. Pod Addict.
Talk about it.
Right. I don't have, what is it called when you have a non-iPhone? Android.
Android.
Lord, I don't have an Android. I know. I know. My boyfriend has an Android. I don't have an Android, but I know that there are many apps on these Androids, and every single one of them is going to carry The Knot. And if you're listening to this podcast right now and you don't even know how, you can go to gimletmedia.com/how-to.
Number
listen,
two.
The number two, listen, and we will break it down for you so easy how to subscribe to The Knot and listen to this podcast because it's going to be fire. You're going to be left out of national discourse. Honestly, you're going to be left out of national discourse if you don't subscribe. So please do go ahead, hit that subscribe button, find us wherever you listen to your podcasts, stay dedicated, stay hydrated.
Yeah.
Stay positive and
stay in touch.
Stay in touch. This is the last. This is literally the absolute last thing that you are going to hear from us. This is it.
Yeah.
It's sad. It is sad.
It's a little sad.
It is a little sad.
But it's happy.
But it is happy because literally, like, you know, real soon you just go over to The Knot, you just hear more.
Yeah. And we're there.
Yeah. And y'all been, you know, you want to know something else? Y'all asked us for years, why doesn't the show come out every week? Why doesn't the show come out every week? And so now it does. So I hope every single one of you that was complaining about the show not coming out every week, we were trying to go to work, put clothes on our back, and food on our table. I hope every single one of you subscribes. I really do, though, just because we're going to miss you if you don't. So
it's true. It's true.
But that's all we have. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
Bye.
Bye, guys.